The leaders of Russia and China could not have been more explicit about their relationship when they last met, 3 weeks before the conflict began. Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping declared it was a friendship with no limits. One expert says that means China will stand by Russia.
I don't think China is sitting on the fence. China is supporting Russia, basically. It tries to be diplomatic, but given the gravity of the circumstances, I think being neutral means a form of support.
Xi and Putin have met 38 times as national leaders. It's not known if Xi was made aware of Putin's plans for Ukraine at their last get-together. But there's clarity on one issue, their shared aim to create an alternative to the current world order. China has cast itself as a neutral player in the conflict, abstaining from a United Nations vote condemning Russia's invasion, yet is in a unique position to mediate.
Absolutely. I hope so, and I believe so. Why? Because China has good relations with Russia on the one hand and with Ukraine on the other hand. And China does not have a stake involved in this military operation. And China is objective, and as China is also neutral.
China's foreign minister insists his country respects the sovereignty of all nations, including Ukraine. But the legitimate security concerns of all countries must also be respected, including Russia's.
My assessment is that it will most likely continue this diplomatic dance, sort of saying that sovereignty is important, but at the same time, de facto, supporting Russia, providing economic assistance to Russia.
This is a complicated crisis for China. Despite its close partnership with Russia, its economic future depends in large part on good trade relations with Europe, a Europe that's now united behind tough economic sanctions on Russia. And there's an added twist. Last year, China was Ukraine's number one trading partner. In recent war games, Chinese and Russian troops simulated an attack on a nameless enemy. In Ukraine, though, China insists it's not taking sides, a stance that analysts argue might be harder to maintain the longer the conflict goes on. Adrian Brown, Al Jazeera, Hong Kong.